Blog Talk Radio.
Opinions on today's episode. That's 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening via Facebook, Twitter, cell phone, landline, however you're listening, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. All right? And again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Now, let's see. Before we get into the show, let's see what kind of weather we have in today. Right now it's 70 degrees in the ATL, looking at a high of 85 today. Tomorrow, sunshine 90. Thursday, sunshine 90. Friday, sunshine 89. Saturday, sunshine 89. No rain in the forecast until Sunday. Okay? Sunday. So, looks like it's going to be a great week as far as weather goes, guys. So, take that, run with it, and that should work, right? Great, great weather for a great, great week. Now, today's word of the day is, I don't know how to pronounce that one, fustigate, fustigate, F-U-S-T-I-G-A-T-E, fustigate. Fustigate is a verb, and it means to beat with or a short, heavy club. Okay, and the second meaning is to criticize severely, is to fustigate, fustigate. To beat with or as if with a short, heavy club. So I guess it means to beat with a short, heavy club. It's fustigate, 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 to criticize severely. All right? Now, that's a pretty good word, so you guys can grab a hold of that and do whatever you want with it, right? Do whatever you want with it. Now, I guess before I get started as well, I wanted to say, I don't know if you guys have seen the video or not of the young man who spoke at his high school graduation, and he mentioned a quote. He said something from Donald Trump, and whatever part of the country or wherever they were was what do you call it? Mostly Trump supporters. So they clapped, yay, yay, something from, we're gonna hear something from Donald Trump, okay? And then he quoted the saying, and then at the end he said, oh, I was mistaken. That was Barack Obama. And I mean, it was so quiet in the room, in this big auditorium, I guess. It was so quiet in there that you could hear a rat pee on the rug. That's how quiet it was. Blick, boom. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I see there are more people joining the show, and thank you guys for tuning in. Now, today's show is entitled, Does Losing This Championship Tarnish LeBron's Legacy? Does losing this championship tarnish LeBron's legacy? And what I want to discuss is why LeBron is doomed after he loses this championship. I don't say doomed by saying that, you know, he's done, he's retiring or whatever, although I think he should retire in the next year or two. But, you know, who knows? I think, you know, if he's got this kind of dominance, okay, that he's probably going to play another couple of years. And what I mean by dominance is that this guy can score at will, right? He can score at will. He can do everything on the floor. It's just that he's a member of a team that that really can't give him any backup, okay, or haven't been giving him any backup. Because I won't say they can't give him any backup, because these guys are pros. They're professionals, okay? But because LeBron dominates the ball and dominates the floor so much, they can't get any kind of rhythm going themselves. That's the problem. Okay? Now, when you're a point guard in the NBA, and your job is to facilitate. So you bring the ball up and down the court. You handle the ball. You handle the ball probably 90% of the time. You flip that over and you say, okay, you handle the ball. You direct the team. You get this play going. That's what a point guard does. And the point guard will distribute the ball to the left, to the right, whomever, whichever way the play starts. And usually the point guard is not your top scorer on the team. Okay. Point guard is a facilitator. When I played high school basketball, I played like three positions. I'd play the point guard position, I'd play the off guard position, and I'd play the small forward position. And when I played point guard, I was told that I'm a facilitator. That means you get the ball up the floor in a timely fashion, get the team into the play that the coach wants you to run. Okay? That's not happening with Cleveland. Okay? It's not happening. Okay? LeBron gets the ball. He takes the ball up the floor. He dribbles around a little bit, and then he tries to drive to the hole, and he takes the shot. The next play, he dribbles up the floor. He dribbles around a little bit. He get a screen at the top right there. He step back, try to hit a three-pointer. And LeBron gets the ball. He comes down the court, and he dribbles around. He passes it here. They pass it back. He takes the shot. That's the way Cleveland plays. But because that's the way they play, because everything runs through LeBron, the other guys can't get into a rhythm. I mean, how can you get into a rhythm when you take four shots the entire game? That's like one shot a quarter. And a shot takes what? 2 seconds to get off? Come on, man. There's no way that these cats can get into any kind of rhythm when LeBron dominates the ball, dominates the floor, as he does. And, you know, because of that, I look at him as another Russell Westbrook. He is so self-centered on himself that these other guys can't get in a rhythm. They can't get off. And believe you me, after me playing basketball for so many years, you cannot get into a rhythm shooting one shot per quarter, two shots per quarter. It's not going to happen. Okay, you say, well, Frank, some of them get hot, get lucky. Some of them do get hot, get lucky. But percent of them don't get hot, don't get lucky. Cal Korver, one of the greatest three-point shooters of all NBA history, he didn't even take one shot on Sunday. He wasn't even in the game a whole lot on Sunday. Okay? So it's tough to trying to handle what's going on with the Cavaliers. And because of that, they're going to lose the championship. And the reason I say that is because the Warriors have a tremendous team. And if they continue to move the ball around the court as they have, they're going to get wide open shots. Now, Cleveland's has gotten some wide open shots, but they aren't getting many because LeBron's taking all the shots. But you do on the other side of the court with the Warriors with Steph, Kevin Durant, Thompson, Draymond Green. These guys getting 15 shots in the, you know, and if you go into the locker room and start listening to some of this pregame talk, you probably only hear LeBron in that thing. You'll probably only hear LeBron in that thing. Now, again, I'm not bashing LeBron or anything. All I'm saying is he's not being a facilitator. He's not getting his teammates involved. So there's going to have to be some type of adjustment made by Cleveland if they want to win a game. I said it, a game. Because if they don't make some type of adjustments, LeBron's going to have to try to go for 50. And if LeBron tries to go for 50, these other guys aren't going to get any shots. If LeBron goes for 50, Kevin Love's not going to get as many touches as he had last game or game one. J.R. Smith not going to get many touches as he had. No one, Kyle Korver, no one, George Hill, no one is going to get enough shots as they did in the first game. And, you know, one reason for that is because LeBron is going to handle the ball, try to take over the game himself. He say, Frank, well, these guys are professionals. They're supposed to be knocking down them wide open shots. Well, you're right to be, but they should be knocking down these shots. Knocking these shots down. That's what's gonna get Cleveland to game 5 or even game 6 or even game 7. But if these guys aren't going to get in there, plug in, and get some knockdown, some shots, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. How does it work where you go, you had a chance to win game one, but there's a couple of crucial plays that happened, and you lost that game one. You thought you were coming in and going to do a better job in game two, but you lost by 20 points in game two. Friday, I think they play on Friday night. No, they play Wednesday night. On Wednesday night, or tomorrow night, right? On Wednesday night, you're going to see a blitzing Cleveland team. Blitzing, I mean, is that you're glistening, you know, at the same time while you're blinging. So you're blitzing. And they're gonna come out firing on all 8 cylinders. And Golden State is going to have to hold off or cool down that run that they're going to do initially. And the only way, and I tell you guys this, I say it at work every day, the only way Cleveland's going to win is LeBron has to go for 50 or more. So, I'm sorry, guys. I got distracted right there. But anyway, I got distracted. But this will, if LeBron loses this championship, this will tarnish his legacy. Because this will be the ninth time that he's made it to the finals, and he's only won three. He's been there nine times, only won three. He's been there eight straight times, only won three. This is his ninth trip to the playoffs. And he's only won three championships. He will have then lost six championships. Lost six championships. Now think about it. He could have he had a chance of having nine NBA championships. He had a chance for nine NBA championships. Now, Chris Paul hadn't even had a chance for one NBA championship. He's never played in the finals in his whole 16, 17 years of playing, Chris Paul. Now, LeBron has three. He's been there eight straight times. This is his ninth time or whatever, and he only has three championships. Could have had nine. He could have been amongst the elite. He could have been the one of the greatest of all time. I say one of the greatest, not the greatest of all time. But if you have nine championship rings on your fingers, okay, nine is the most possible for him right now. If he had nine championship rings on his finger, he'd be past Jordan. He'd be past everybody except Bill Russell. Now, I think because Bill Russell has 11 championships, no one else has close to 11 championships. I think he is the best of all time. The greatest of all time is Bill Russell. Because no one else has more championships than he. Okay? Michael Jackson was called the King of Pop for what? He was called the King of Pop not because he only sold 1 million records. Not because he can dance. Not because he used to be a good-looking guy before he started doing all this cosmetic surgery. It's because he sold more records than anybody else in the history of record-selling business. That's why he's the greatest of all time. That's why he's called the King. That's why he's called the King. And LeBron's called the King, but he's not the King. Until he gets 11 or 12 championships, you can call him the King all you want, but he won't be the King. You may be able to call him the Gloat. Not the GOAT, but the GLOAT with an L. GLOAT, greatest loser of all time. You cannot call him the greatest of all time. See, by LeBron losing this championship. Okay, let's go hypothetical. Let's say LeBron, they come back. They take a 2-2. They go 2-2, and then they go back to Golden State. They take one there, and then they come back home, and they're up 3-2, Cleveland. And then they come back home and they win game five. Now it's over. They won the series 4-2. Now LeBron has another championship under his belt. Now LeBron, you can continue to talk about LeBron being one of the greatest of all time. Okay? One of the greatest of all times. But you can't call him ever the greatest of all time. He'll never win 11 or 12 championships. There's no way. Okay? He'll never win 11 championships. Say he's 33 years old now. And in order, he's got 3 rings, so he needs 8 more. That's another 8 years. LeBron will be 42 years old. 41, 42 years old when he wins his 11th championship. And that being said, he'd have to get back to the championship 8 more straight years. Because he's not going to be playing when he's 50. So you throw in a couple of off years there. He's not going to be playing when he's 50. I guarantee you that. But, you know, his legacy will be tarnished if he loses this championship. And what I mean by tarnished is that legitimately say he's the greatest loser of all time. Think about this, and I'm gonna close out the show. Think about this. Steph Curry, been in the league, I think someone looked that up for me. I know they did. I think they said 10 years maybe. 8 years. Steph Curry been in the league 8 years. He's been to, this is his 4th finals. Okay? This is his 4th. If he wins this fourth finals, he lost one to LeBron. If he wins this 4th one, he'll have 3 championships just like LeBron. He's got a final. He doesn't have one now, but he'll probably have a finals MVP trophy if he keeps playing the way he's playing. He's already got 2 NBA most valuable player trophies. I think LeBron also has 2. He'll be sitting right there with LeBron. Not in points, minutes, all this stuff, but he'll be sitting right there with LeBron as far as what his resume looks like. And he's only played 9 years. LeBron's played 15. That is absolutely mind-blowing. So if you put Steph Curry, if he's going to have 3 championships in 4 years, and these guys stay together, him, Durant, Iguodala, all these guys stay together, man, they could win number 4 next year. And if they don't make it the year after, they could win number 5 that next year. That's 7 years for 5 championships. 8, 9 years. 5 championships. LeBron, if you're listening to this show, okay, you got to get on the stick, brother. You got to play out of your mind for the rest of this whole series. You got to play out of your mind. But get this. When you play out of your mind, that kills everyone else on the team. because they're just standing around watching you. And if you give them a little, you throw them a crumb every now and then, which I say a crumb is a pass to them, and they wide open. Man, if they hadn't been shooting that shot all day long, there is no way that LeBron gonna win a championship this year. And so if he doesn't win this year, let's say he goes to another team next year. If he goes to another team next year, I'm going to guarantee this, that he will not get back to the finals. Hey, guys, that's all the show I have for you today. Thanks for listening in, and take care of yourselves. It's going to be nice and warm today. It's going to be nice and warm the rest of the week. But take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. And have a tremendous, tremendous day. This Frank. I'm out. I'll see you.
Can f with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the score, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose, and I'm quick cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't. I'm a boss to a worker. I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at. You know where I be. You in the club just to party. I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them banks so much I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a f*** about who in front of me. Drive two mixtapes in 6 months. We're breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these. Don't let these bother me. They see pictures, they say ghosts. I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just feel on your babe. My f- feel like a lake. He wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay. I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent and the new wave. When it go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street. Know you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Think these be mad at me. They baby father run a bill. They low. You can f with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the score, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose, and I'm quick cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't. With you. I'm a boss to a worker. I make bloody moves. If you a goofy, you get popped. You a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way. You can't hang around my block. And I just check my account. Turns out I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my hip. I bet you dipsy, dipsy, dip. I say, I get the money and go. This is high like a soul. My glitter is gold. So that little bitch say her roll. I just a rover, no rose. I just came up in a rave. I need to fill up the tank. No, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these know they none of them none of the safe. I go to dinner and steak. Only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace. Now it's a crib with a gate. Rolly got charms. The life was a place. Hard to let these know. Just in case he forgot. I just wanna check the mail. Another check on all the dots they lose. You can f with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the score, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose, and I'm quick cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't. With you. I'm a boss to a worker. I make bloody moves. Bloody moves.